Welcome to the Gatecast.
We're off to see the wizard.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I was going to do my living room like this.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the podcast for Season 2, Episode 17, in the running order, Serpent's Song. It's a fine sunny evening here, or what I refer to as the evil yellow light.
Evil. Hello, evil. Everybody. Yeah, nice day indeed.
It burns. It burns, which is my attempt at a Glaswegian accent. I probably alienate our single listener in Scotland.
Or anybody with any common sense or good taste.
No, I think they probably passed by about 10 episodes ago.
Yeah, we've killed all them off.
is either completely lacking in common sense or just so OCD obsessed with Stargate that they'll sort of pick up anything even vaguely connected to it.
Somebody with masochistic tendencies.
Yes, well, you never know. At some point in the future, they might actually release an edition with our fan commentaries included. Chance would be a fine thing.
Yeah, we'll get paid for it. Just get a little credit on the sleeve, the DVD sleeve.
Well, no, most people don't get paid for commentaries. I mean, I know JMS never got a red cent for the commentaries he did on the B5 DVDs.
More fool him.
Hardly that. Sorry, I was waiting for the lightning strike to hit you there.
Well, I suppose you could argue that's one of the reasons the writer's strike happened. Or the extra way the actual companies generate revenue.
And don't pass it on.
Yeah, web series and all that sort of thing. Commentaries must come into that.
I'm sitting here sipping ginger beer. I like having just walked 3 miles in the evil yellow light. Yes, you can leave that in. I like ginger beer. It's not as gingery as I'd like. I'd prefer something that sort of burns the tongue off me as I drink it.
Okay.
Yeah, I have some ground ginger downstairs. I wonder if it'd dissolve if I added it.
I don't think so. I can just imagine it floating on the top in a kind of a scummy haze. Not quite as appealing.
No. Sorry, you just reminded me of Troy McClure line from The Simpsons.
Which one?
When Homer gets a DUI. This guy's appealing, they're appealing him off the road.
Hi, I'm Kevin Batchelder.
I'm Wendy Hembrock.
And I'm Brent Barrett.
And we're the hosts of a new podcast called Tuning Into Sci-Fi TV.
Where we discuss sci-fi and genre shows currently on television and some from the past.
We're fans just like you, so join us in our water cooler and back porch discussions of your favorite shows.
And strangely enough, you can find us online at tuningintosci-fi-tv.com.
Be seeing you.
Wait a minute. Isn't that what Bester says on Babylon 5?
Maybe. I never watched Babylon 5.
What? So you're a sci-fi geek who missed one of the best shows ever?
Hey, no details, no spoilers. I'm still catching up on DVD myself. Besides, we're not really experts or critics. We kind of think of ourselves more like guides or sci-fi Sherpas.
I don't carry anyone's luggage, though.
Yeah, me either. We're what we like to call the viewer's digest for genre TV.
Yes, we're interested in the conversation shows generate.
And speaking of sci-fi Sherpas, where would you find one of those?
Craigslist?
Oh, see what I have to deal with?
I'm going to click play in 3, 2, 1. And my line pauses while the disc spins up. Oh,
there.
We have a space battle.
Oh, straight away, no messing.
And 2 girl motherships.
Yeah.
Firing at a Death Rider.
And the producer says, you want to open the episode by doing what?
And we have SG-1 in camo gear, with suitable skulls and things.
Shouldn't they be here by now?
Yes.
I do not believe the Tok'ra would mislead us.
Well, assuming it was the Tok'ra who sent the message to meet them here in the first place. I mean, all we really received was a set of coordinates.
On our radio frequency. Who else would send us a signal like that?
You know, I'm not real crazy about this don't call us, we'll call you policy.
So I'll just lower that bit. Sorry, you can probably hear the dialogue.
Making the most of this location, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, isn't it? But isn't surely if anyone was going to lounge casually, it'd be Teok. Daniel doesn't strike me as someone that actually can lounge casually, but he's trying to. He's not really carrying it off. I'd say his back's killing him. It's like, director, how much longer do I have to lie there?
Well, yeah,
it's going to be uncomfortable.
I mean, Daniel would be looking around. You know, he's Surely there must be something on that planet other than a gate and a DHD.
What is Teok waiting for?
Yeah, we heard that, Teok. Didn't everybody else?
You got the impression they were going to be gone there, didn't you?
It'd be a different sort of episode.
Well, interestingly enough, let's hope no one dials in.
Oh, yeah.
Because the position there...
Yeah, I wouldn't be standing there calmly. Oh, did he just fall over there? Yeah, that saved a small fortune.
Now, really, I wouldn't run into that without wearing a face mask.
Oh, yeah.
That's nasty. Because that's not an effect, that's actual sand.
Ah, but was that the actual cast? Was that just stunt personnel?
And I thought I didn't see a cut.
So we have the dying glider.
In pieces.
Yeah, mostly buried, so...
Holy buckets.
Help me.
Now you're lucky Jack didn't just shoot him right there and there.
Yeah, I think it's crossing his mind. Did he just say help me?
He did, yes.
Now that is a good teaser.
It is, yeah.
I mean, the Americans usually go to ads immediately after the teaser before the credits. You'd watch every single ad. You wouldn't want to switch away. Interesting enough, according to the transcript, they tower over Apophis, but this is usually the point that we discuss the director and so on.
It is, yeah. First-time director for the series, Peter DeLuise. Who becomes quite significant in the franchise.
Yes, well, the DeLuise brother has become quite significant in the franchise. Even Don.
Yeah.
Written by Catherine Powers, who I believe you said wrote some Star Trek Voyager episodes.
Yeah, she did some. I can't remember if it was Voyager or TNG, but she did work in the Trek area for a bit.
Hmm. Yes. It's kind of, do we help or do we just shoot him? Decisions.
Well. Whoa, is that who I think it is?
Tauri, please.
Teal. Apophis is much more valuable to us alive than dead.
You can stun him.
That was a nice effect with the heat haze there.
Yeah, real fire.
Sir, we've got incoming.
Yeah, incoming. That understatement, that is.
Alright, dial us up. Get us out of here.
What is that?
But he just said, oi.
Alive.
Oh, put that gun down, it's not going to do any good.
Just God, that was low.
They really needed a hover capability in these aircraft. Oh, it can hover.
Have you not seen this?
No, I haven't had time to watch this one today. Oh, that's nice, actually. That is very nice. He had point-blank range, and he actually missed the gate.
He wasn't aiming for the gate. He was aiming for Jack.
Yeah, but obviously, the only thing that came through the gate was sand.
That weren't sand. That were a bloody missile.
It wasn't. That was sand.
Apophis. Apophis! General Ham.
We've met. I demand Kalmar.
I'm not really sure, but I think what he's asking for is...
Sanctuary.
Sanctuary. The bells.
Why? I think some rival ghoul just kicked his ass.
There were several other death gliders in pursuit when we took him prisoner, sir.
I demand Kalmar!
You're not in a position to demand anything, sir. Lock him up.
Sir, with all due respect, he is badly injured. He's not going to be any good to you at all unless we get him into the OR right now.
I've been leading up to this in other episodes, saying that Apophis has lost a lot of his influence and has been kicked off the System Lord Council.
Yeah.
So finally...
I'm going to start my two IVs and my ringer's lactate wide open. Let's go.
I want four SFs posted at all times. If he attempts to escape, You're authorized to do whatever is necessary to stop me.
Surely the symbiote could keep him alive. That's sort of the point.
Oh, perhaps the symbiote itself has been injured.
They can't help that.
We'll debrief at 1100 hours. Yes, sir.
Now, what is an SF?
No idea.
Anyone care to email us and let us know what an SF is? Gatecast@phasecast.com.
Both femurs were smashed and there was internal bleeding. Surgery and transfusions have stabilized him for now.
The Goa'uld symbiote within him will repair those injuries.
Well, I think it's kept him alive so far, Dale.
And there's Terrell's name popping up.
See, what you're looking at is the actual symbiote attached to the host brainstem. Now, do you see all these lesions? I mean, there's dozens of them. I can treat the human part, but as for the symbiote itself...
There is no treatment. He's been tortured.
He's wearing a lot of metal.
Hmm. Who's J.R. Byrne?
Martouf.
Oh, Martouf's in this. I'm surprised and slightly impressed that you actually know that off the top of your head.
Well, it's a, well, not a unique name, but it's a name you remember, wouldn't you?
I suppose it's a name you remember, but to me, it's the surname is Byrne. I'm just like, oh. You know, you probably don't see a lot of Byrnes in everyday life, I do.
Yeah. Ah, so they're saying... So basically, the boot's on the other fork. All the karma is coming back to get him.
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
And when you live nearly forever, karma affects you in this lifetime.
So he's dying?
Yes.
You're sure about that?
As sure as I can be, sir, considering what we know of gold physiology.
Good. When?
Subtle, O'Neill. He's dying to be cake. Yeah. Come on, he's not short of saying that.
Jackie's not going to be disappointed if he doesn't make it.
Just going to be disappointed if he does.
It's a method of execution.
So what does he really want?
You heard him yourself. He wants sanctuary.
I'm not buying that.
I don't blame you, Jack.
Jax, we should probably drop in Jack's comment about compassion.
You think he orchestrated this? Let me tell you something. The only compassion I showed was by not blowing his head off.
That's a line I think would sound nice.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, the fact that SG-1 went to that planet to meet somebody and Poffers turned up seems to indicate that it was planned.
Yes. Well, despite being sort of temporarily humbled, he was still a serious power in the universe for centuries.
Mm.
You don't sort of do that without picking up a tip or two.
So his blood is in the water and all the other sharks are having a feeding frenzy.
And he has come here seeking refuge.
Well, that's tough. I say we beat whatever information we can out of old Snake Boy, open that gate and toss him back to the sharks.
Not so fast, Colonel. He's essentially a prisoner of war. That gives him certain rights.
Oh, that's just beautiful, that is.
What?
Apophis, as a prisoner of war, has rights. Well, the US government threw that out the window not long after this, didn't they?
I'm sorry, sir, but we are dealing with two beings within one body. The symbiote may be an enemy, but the host is innocent.
Oh, come on. How much of the host do you think is still around after all this time?
Apophis will have that knowledge.
We also need to consider military intelligence. I've informed my superiors of our situation. My orders are to extract whatever information we can in the short time we may have.
He will tell you nothing of use, General Hammond.
If he believes it's in his own interest, he might.
We are the only thing that stands between him and whatever Gould was after him on that planet.
We need answers. Let me know when he's conscious.
I'll inform you the moment he's ready for questioning, sir.
Dismissed.
Amazingly enough, nobody's actually starting a lawnmower. I've got the window open. Last time we got weather like this and at the window open, there was a ruddy lawnmower going.
Should have shot him.
Or at least kick some sand in his face.
Have we had the nighttime one before?
The nighttime one before?
The nighttime one, external shot.
Yeah.
He doesn't look happy, does he?
He doesn't.
Not so close, Doc.
He's not strong enough to do anything to hurt me, Colonel. He wants to talk to you.
Yeah, he's awake.
He's Watch out, guys. Don't turn your back on him.
He has to speak to you by name.
Oh,
meal.
Okay, he's strapped down to the bed, braces on. He's not going anywhere, but the symbiote could jump out straight into her.
Mm.
My heart bleeds for you.
You lied poorly. It is you who have done this. You rejoice.
Not really. What do you want?
To live.
Can't help you there. That's between you and your God.
Hmm.
And you got the ominous music in the background. Whenever you have a goal.
This is a very nice exchange between Jack and... There are actually some very nice dialogue in this.
I am worth far more to you than you will admit.
You tell me, what are you worth?
Your people. They're still primitive. You will be destroyed.
You don't look like you're up to it.
Not me. There is another.
Yeah? Who?
There is much you would learn from me, Tari. But for that knowledge, there is a price.
Oh.
A new host.
A host.
So that I may live. In exchange for all the knowledge of the Goa'uld. The secrets of star travel. Weapons. A power.
All that.
And die more.
Yes, yeah, so you can cover our dead air with that exchange.
Go to hell.
A single human life is worth so much you would risk a world.
That's right. That's why they call us the good guys. Doc, let me know when he dies.
Sokar!
What?
An ancient and powerful Goa'uld. You have helped him to become strong. Last of my loyal Jaffa died, stealing me from his grasp. He will not rest until I am found. That is why I chose to come here. So that in death, I could be assured you will die with me.
Ah, now we get to the,
Yes.
I mean, they've said in the past that Goa'uld are normally taken out by the children.
Oh. Why is this exchange whispered?
What, in a hospital? You've got to be quiet. What he should have asked is to speak to Mayborn.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have done it in a shot.
Probably would have volunteered. No, Mayborn wouldn't actually volunteer.
No, he'd have volunteered somebody else.
He'd find some SF or some sort of minor flunky who'd tick them off that week. I have an opportunity for you, soldier. You can redeem yourself in my eyes.
Sir, yes, sir. Kiss yes, that man.
Is the symbiote actually too badly injured to take a new host?
I don't know. But I suppose he knows that that body's dying, so that's his only chance he's got.
Got anything a little more up to date?
Well, I don't know what he's been up to lately, but according to the Book of the Dead, there was a time he ruled all of Earth. His lands around Memphis were covered by darkness and inhabited by serpents.
Memphis? Elvis?
Unas. The first host of the Goa'uld.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, if the Unas were the first ones, there had to have been a time when both form of Goa'uld hosts coexisted, Unas and human. Kind of like Neanderthal.
Which is he?
Of course, once he got a new host, he'd do well.
Oh, yeah. He'd spend every waking moment looking for a way to get out and through the gate and...
Mm-hmm.
Fire, where the wicked were thrown into as punishment after torture and mutilation.
Hell.
Yeah, basically, he was the original Satan.
Oh. Isn't that special?
Oh no, Sokar isn't Apophis's kid, no, is he?
Sokar is our bad guy.
Yeah, it's Uhura. That's his kid.
No, it's not Uhura.
That's his son.
Hmm.
It's a common theme amongst the System Lords, I'm afraid.
Well, they're evil. I mean, they're not sort of evil in a kind of a subtle, manipulative, say, for example, both our current government's way.
They're hammer.
They're evil in the sort of mustache twiddling black and white fashion. They come back to this, don't they?
Yeah.
The land of fire and torture and so on.
Is there any way to determine what that was?
Yes, sir. We can get a radiation team in there to check the decay signature on the iris.
I'm on it, Captain. Radiation team to Gabriel.
In the meantime, sir, I'd like to get back to the interrogation, if I might.
Okay.
Sir, I'm kind of the resident expert on SOCAR around here. I'd kind of like a shot at the interrogation.
Yeah, go ahead.
He shouldn't really need ordering to close the iris when an unknown traveller is gone.
Well, yeah, but if it becomes an unknown traveller and he's closed the iris prematurely and they go splat, he's in trouble.
Oh, but we do get thuds. Well, that was one poor sod.
Interesting. I think the iris still closes way too slowly.
Ultimate good cop, bad cop there, Daniel and Jack.
Come, Daniel.
Well, you see, he's going to mention something that will turn Daniel from a sort of mild-mannered scholar into kind of severely ticked off mild-mannered scholar.
Because of what we hold in common. Amunet, my queen.
Her name is Shara. She is my wife.
They are one and the same.
Amunet possesses her. Shara is a prisoner. But she is somewhere. I want you to tell me where.
Amunet. I loved her. You do not believe me?
No. No, I don't think that's possible.
How could you? Our minds, our knowledge, our very being is so much greater, so much more.
I know where your child is.
Oh, yes.
My son.
Yes. I brought him into the world with my own hands on Abydos.
He was taken by Heru.
No. By me.
They can bond. You can really rile Daniel up. You know, when you touch that little spot, that noise she makes, Daniel?
No! We've just gone PG-16.
Well, it's just you know, it's a reel. She's ticklish.
That's not what you meant.
Now, do you assume that he's either killed Amunet or tried to kill her, or she's escaped, or she's been kidnapped?
Possibly.
You have neither the strength nor the will.
Daniel.
Daniel's got the upper hand now.
Oh, yeah. I hope Jack's listening to this, because this is beautiful manipulation. Mm. Stick the knife in and give it a twist. Mm. they're both trying to rile the other.
Don't seem to be succeeding, and with respect to Daniel, Apophis is a lot better at this.
Oh, yeah. He's got the voice for it, for a start.
He's been doing it for a much longer time.
Yeah.
Captain Carter, are you 100% certain?
That the signature matches the one we gave the Tok'ra? Yes, sir. But that it came from them? There's no way to be sure.
What if one or more of the Tok'ra have been captured by SOCAR and tortured?
I don't think that they would give us up.
I'm with Carter, General. I say we keep the door open.
Very well.
It probably takes a while to scan the radiation signature. There are times the SGC has some fantastic technology, and other times they're really backwards.
Martu.
Defense team, you may stand out.
I offer you greetings from the High Council of the Tok'ra.
Why didn't my father come?
He's dealing with more urgent matters. We come only to offer you a word of warning.
Which is?
We know you have Apophis as your prisoner. You must return him to the planet you retrieved him from immediately.
He likes the Tok'ra now.
Yeah, well, compared with the alternative.
Just don't make any funny moves.
And generic Tok'ra behind him.
Yeah, he's back with that grin on his face. Hello, Sam.
Are they sort of the Tok'ra equivalent of red shorts?
I hope not. Poor sods if they are. That's it. They couldn't get Jacob for this episode. Carmen.
Yeah. But we could get Martu. So fine. Will you say? Well, presumably, I mean, when they wrote this season, they figured, okay, we need this guy for so many episodes and this guy for so many episodes.
Quite often, you read in synopsis and listen to directors' comments when they literally they wanted an actor and they just couldn't get him on the day they were going to shoot. And mm-hmm. with such a tight shooting schedule, you know, sometimes you just got to rewrite.
Hmm.
Our operatives aboard SOCAR's vessel witnessed you leave the crash site and enter the Stargate.
We received a signal, a set of coordinates. We had thought it came from you.
We sent no such signal.
We know that now.
Then who?
We're going to assume it was Apophis.
Jake has been busy telling him everything. He's not going to be happy now.
Why would he take refuge among the Tori? He despises you. More than that, you have nothing of use to him.
He's going down. He wants to take us with him.
Tell him, Jack.
He has taken advantage of your weakness.
We don't consider what we did a sign of weakness.
Then you are fools.
No, he's not happy about that. And it's not Martouf anymore. Or is this Martouf? What's Martouf's host?
Lantash?
No, actually, Lantash is the ghoul. Martouf is the host.
Is it? One of the...
Well, according to the transcript, it's Lantash that says harshly, why would he take refuge here?
Yeah, so he's the ghoul then.
Yes. No, he's a Tok'ra. Yes. Don't kick him off by calling him a ghoul. He is not a ghoul. You need to maintain good relations with Tok'ra in the event that they do exist. And they're listening. Yeah. And haven't been distracted by Wormhole Extreme. No, leave it in. I'm just making subtle references. People who haven't seen it and are watching along as they go will have no clue what that means.
And they won't.
I see.
Surely you welcome this. His guilt is clear. He cannot be allowed to escape punishment.
He won't. He's dying.
You were certain of this?
Yes. His body has begun to age at an increasing rate.
Without a sarcophagus to rejuvenate him, of course.
In the short time he has remaining, we may yet learn information that could help us to defend ourselves.
Your knowledge and technology are too primitive for such information to be of any use. Why don't you comprehend the danger you are in?
I don't know. They really do get on the high horse at times, at Tok'ra.
We cannot defend you from the gold. You cannot expect us to.
We don't.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Overconfidence was their failing, O'Neill. I hope it has not also become yours.
Yeah.
They can't help themselves. See, Sam's going off you. Get Martouf back here. No, just come out and say it. Arrogance. And the human race are just as good at it as gold.
Yes.
Forgive Lantash. He is sometimes passionate in his opinions.
Yeah, that ruined my chances with Sam. Thank you, Lantash.
Yeah, well, I thought you were my wingman.
May we see him?
Yeah, you can see him. Just make sure he's not carrying any weapons. Or even access to weapons. Or even looks at him pointedly.
What is that you're injecting into his body?
Morphine sulfate.
To ease the pain.
Yes, you said he had been tortured.
He's also experiencing withdrawal symptoms from the sarcophagus.
But he is your enemy.
He is my patient.
Amonet.
Apophis, hear me.
Amonet!
I would speak with you.
Amonet!
Oh, dear.
My love! Where are you?
Timui!
That's ancient Egyptian. This must be the host.
She won't die! She won't die! I'll
talk to him.
Oh, now that's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
This isn't good at all. What's he saying, Daniel? Where am I? Where am I, probably?
They're just referring to the host as host in the transcript. And Apophis slash host.
He won't be conscious again for a while.
Then we will take our leave of him. I will tell you the coordinates to send us.
Well, we can question him together. We can share whatever information we get.
Incoming traveler.
It's like waking up from a coma, then realizing your body's been busy while you've been asleep.
Defense team, stand by.
Keep that iris closed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. As if we were just going to open it on a whim.
Maybe we set a power to open it. And...
yeah, just a peek. Have a peek inside. It's been a busy day.
Yes.
SOCAR has found you. How? His pilots saw your kind flee with Apophis through the Chatbai. Symbols for the Tauri are well known among the Gold.
That iris will hold it.
It's a tritium titanium alloy. Just a few microns from the event horizon. It won't allow matter to reintegrate.
One of his pilots were about 10 feet away from the DHD.
Yeah, I'm sure he could see the symbols.
Well, that's okay, because there are other things than matter into.
How is this possible?
The space between your metal barrier and the wormhole may be enough for particles of extremely high energy to reintegrate.
Subatomic particles?
Yes.
Are you saying he's firing a particle accelerator at the wormhole?
Captain?
Sir, we may be witnessing the decay of subatomic particles as they're being bombarded against the iris. Small enough to reintegrate, but moving at near light velocities. If Sokar can modulate the particles enough to create an actual image, then...
He can walk the tower.
Guess what, Sam? We don't know everything.
You have taken what is mine. For this, you will be destroyed.
The iris is beginning to heat up, sir.
Now you can understand where he got his reputation from, if that's what he can do. He seems to be a totally different level to Poffers.
They're just going to dial us up and do this all over again.
Let's change it. I'd better get on the phone with the president.
Shame, really. Oopsie. I need to kick this upstairs.
I say, unfortunately, blowing up the base isn't an option. Because it's not going to do any good.
Well, it'd bury the gate, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think Sokar is going to be as careless with his ships if he came to Earth. Look at that, little grin. Tilt looks happy.
He will not speak to the Shulba.
Just answer this. Sokar is firing some sort of particle beam at the barrier we've placed within our Stargate. How do we defend against it?
There is no defense.
It lies.
Shulba, quick!
How can you be sure?
Because he used the weapon against me.
He looks very happy, in fact. Is somebody doing something to him?
As we've seen him display.
I'm not going to get anything out of him in this state. I'll get Dr. Fraser.
Good joke. I love it.
He's not subtle or politically correct, is he? His enemy's in pain. He's happy.
Yeah. Oh, nobody's looking now.
I have waited many years for this moment.
Do you think you have won, Tilk? You are about to die.
Perhaps that is so. But my people have won freedom.
But Jaffa will never be free.
They are free even now. As am I. Hear me, Apophis. This day will become a holy day on Chulak. The day of your death.
The larva gold you carry within you.
Now, first thing I just grip his leg and squeeze, but that's me.
That's really an assumption, isn't it, really? Because Sokar may have been on Chulak.
Hmm.
Then we will find other symbiote to survive upon, then discard them when they mature. We will use your kind as you have used mine.
No!
The people of Chulak no longer worship you. They no longer fear you. The time of Apophis has finally come to an end.
Then kill me now!
That was always the problem with the rebellion. There was they'd have to take out every system lord.
Mm-hmm. No, this isn't good.
I will die with a smile on my lips, knowing that you will die along with me, Shulba.
No.
Duke's really not someone to tick off.
He holds grudges. And of course his family are safe out of the way.
Yes, Duke's turned into a torturer. Like her.
He's right, but unfortunately, Fraser isn't going to do that.
No.
Even Sam looked a bit shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Tilk, please move.
There was a time when you would die for me, Tilk.
That time is no more.
Easy.
Good acting job this is. We're going to strap you to a bed for the next 3 or 4 days. They actually left him strapped to the bed and switched off all the lights at the end of one day.
Hmm? How do you know this?
Because he says so when he's in one of his interviews.
I think he's delirious. Good acting, getting his eye. I wonder, did they use some sort of surgical tape and subtly to get his eyes to open that wide?
I sense a presence within you.
Could your shields help us or not?
You were once possessed by a Gwawild. I'm sure you will make an excellent host for Sokar's new queen.
Hey, Sala.
Yay. Where's Walter? Never mind Simmons, we're not Walter.
General, Daniel just came up with an idea that might buy us some time.
Sir, if we can dial out, we can prevent them from dialing in for as long as we can keep the gate open.
Oh, well done, Daniel. We'd have never thought of that.
Why don't we use the DHT? Why do we still have to use this ancient spinny computery thing?
Yeah, which we know isn't fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you'd imagine that Sokar really doesn't have to use the DHT himself. We know Apophis has got a device that can dial a gate without the use of a DHT.
We only know that since the re-release Children of the Gods.
No, that was confirmed in the re-release.
Now, surely if you're dialing out, don't you get a busy signal? You know, you get the phone off the hook.
Incoming wormhole established. Sokar can dial in faster than we can dial out. Sorry, sir. Next window's 38 minutes away.
That's it. I mean, the DHD, or in the SCC's case, computer, buffers the information before the gate actually activates. So it leaves them a nice window. Yeah, but it's not actually opening a wormhole. This is remarkably like the latest plot in 24.
I don't know. I'm not watching 24 currently. I'm wondering, could I afford to skip an entire season of 24? Would I miss much?
It depends which season.
I think it's season 5. I'll check which ones I have. I think I've got 6. And possibly 7.
Martouf is right. What we really need to be concerned with here is another assault from space. That's exactly what we're inviting by refusing to hand Apophis over.
Well, we couldn't right now, even if we wanted to. Not with Beelzebub banging at the door.
No. I have informed the president of our new situation. Our new orders are to cease all medical intervention.
That will effectively end his life, General.
I'm aware of that, Doctor.
Hmm.
The President and Joint Chiefs have decided that the risks are too great not to heed the Tok'ra's warning. Our orders are to send Apophis's body back through the gate to the coordinates where you found him.
Will that be sufficient to make Sokar cease his attack, Martouf?
Sokar is at war with Haru-Ur. He wants no part of the Tori for the moment.
I suppose that's the best... Look at that, he had no trouble saying Haru-Ur. That's an actor for you.
Sorry?
Martouf. He said Haru-Ur. Flawlessly.
Hmm.
Whereas we mere mortals.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have to get more trinium.
Yeah, so the decision's been made. We ain't keeping him.
How are they going to dial out?
Well, Sokar just wants them to. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
They can't send them back through an incoming wormhole.
I didn't actually catch it. Did Sokar say he'd actually call back with the decision?
Of course, they can send information. They can broadcast a radio message through saying, yes, we have his body here.
Yeah.
You can have him back. Please stop trying to melt our iris.
We're sending you back.
Simu-i. Simu-i.
Dr. Jackson down here.
Of course, there's no reason to believe that Sokar would actually do that.
That's the only flaw we're dealing with real bad guys. They really don't keep the word often.
You know, just because you've agreed to the demands doesn't mean they're not going to continue doing it anyway. It struck them as a good idea, so screw it, let's keep going.
In fact, right now, the best thing Sokar could do would be to take out the SGC.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he may lose his little personal vengeance, but surely he realises that we may be a little puny little planet, but we can be bloody annoying at times.
He says he's been in an unending dream. He hoped to awaken from it to see his wife and his children.
Do you think they actually just made this up?
What, the language?
Well, yeah, what Daniel's actually saying here.
He was a scribe in the Temple of Amun at Karnak. But that was another lifetime ago before that. Before the nightmare.
Different.
Pishwitim.
I would hope it's authentic.
And now he wakens only to die again.
But then again, ancient Egyptian, actually the dialect is probably... There's not many people that can speak
there's
anyway.
There's no way we know the pronunciation.
I said I will speak the words of power and do the rites. You will be returned to Egypt and buried with honor. You will pass through the seven gates and see your wife and children again and rejoice with them forever. I'll be back.
Yeah. I have a friend who's studying dead languages at uni, but still. I don't know if he's got that far. Actually, I have a story about that when we're finished.
I mean, just in a couple of thousand years, somebody sees a hippopotamus written down, ask him to pronounce it.
Hell, I can write down some of the words in the Irish language now and ask you to pronounce it.
Or the Polish one, or the Welsh one.
Welsh I can pronounce.
I can't. I can have a go at it, but it don't come out very well. And I'm pretty sure most Welsh-speaking people will be really offended by hearing me my efforts. So it's probably best not to do it.
You're not Welsh, are you?
No.
Host.
No.
I am afraid.
Sorry, the wire got wrapped around the arm of the chair and I tried to move my head and nearly yanked my neck off.
Is he finally going?
I think so.
A host, my kingdom for a host.
What kingdom? He doesn't have a kingdom anymore.
Almost looks like he's going to collapse into dust.
Mm-hmm. He's not a vampire. It's not in the traditional sense. He looks blind.
Yeah. I suppose they were aging so fast.
Say she's written a new dialing program which speeds things up.
Yes, she's a...
She's finally put that brain to use.
They're saying they were going to do it for a long time.
Yeah. Not for like an incentive, eh?
Yeah. Daniel's offering words of comfort to the host.
Yit yao. Tau tai kai pun nifadek dureyu. Yin yaf kayak arkume. I told him this funerary statue would take his last breath and carry his soul back to Egypt.
It's not that fast, really, if you can't. This is happening in the same time.
Hmm.
It may not be real, but if you believe it, that's all that counts.
Yes, it's all a matter of faith.
Established.
Open the air.
Well, what you need there is a little video game success noise. Feel free to add one.
Captain Carter has succeeded in creating an outgoing wormhole. Sokar cannot attack during this tide.
That's good.
So they've gated back to that planet then, that they were on. I wonder what Tilt's reaction would have been if he'd have been there when the host died. If there's been any empathy at all. I suppose that's a revelation for Till, you know, when he set out on this adventure to abandon his family to fight for freedom. This is the first domino that's fallen. Either Till's really strong or that body's really light.
Could be a little for column A, a little for column B.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he just toss it through?
Perhaps is a bit of reverence for the innocent that was claimed.
Subtly gloopy. Are they going to shoot it down or are they going... Now, if I was them, I'd still keep it open for 38 minutes in case we know there's an attack to allow the place to bloody cool down for a bit. In fact, I'd open to an ice planet. So temperature can go through.
Ah.
Yes, this change, and he's like, don't worry. By the way, yeah, he has a sarcophagus. He can revive him and torture him.
What now? We wait.
If Sokar wanted him alive, he'll just start up the attack again.
No, I don't believe he will. Sokar has a sarcophagus in his possession. With it, he can revive Apophis even from death and torture him as long as he pleases.
But then again, of course, he's a Gaul. Of course he's got a sarcophagus.
Mm-hmm. Surely a fate he justly deserves.
Matuf seems surprised that they're sort of shocked at the idea. It's like, but surely he deserves this.
Well, he's right. Apophis does, but the host doesn't. And I suppose, you know, while the Tok'ra can take a Gaul out of a host and give him their life back, when the host is possessed, he's fair game.
Contact us. He may use this.
That's Tolan. They use it to contact the Nox.
Yes, we are friends of the Tolan. And we are friends of the Tari.
Thank you.
Well, if we're going to be friends, you're going to need one of these. It's called a GDO. It sends out a signal that lets us know who you are and if it's okay to open the iris. Otherwise, you could end up splattered against the... Well, I understand.
Admitted, Jack, that's just the TV remote. Because you don't really like him that much because he fancies Sam. First time he uses it, splat.
Michael. And we don't even get a dialing sequence, do we? Of course, I suppose we got enough dialing sequences in this episode.
Yeah, oh, it was an interesting day, Jack.
Yes, Jack.
That went surprisingly fast. I must have enjoyed it. Well, you know, some episodes do drag, but, you know, I ain't seen that episode, I don't know how many years, but I enjoyed every minute of that.
I'm glad. I think we had a lot of dead air. You might want to drop a fair amount of dialogue in.
Oh, yeah, it was dead air because we were listening to the conversation.
I am now, as the end credits roll, seeing if, for some miracle, we've actually got an email.
Messages via our Facebook page, or from Stephen, but it's a start. Stephen has sent some comments on 3 or 4 episodes we've covered, which I'll put in when I edit them all together.
Is that what you planned?
Well, that's what I did for Tok'ra Part 2. You can read them, I don't mind. You enunciate better than I do anyway.
I just searched for Gatecast and I got... Well, I didn't get our page. Hang on, that was people. No results found for Gatecast under pages.
Yeah, I've got it. I put Gatecast in and I've got it. The Gatecast group.
It's a group. It's not a page. We've only got 5 members.
I know, but it's still there. Better than not being there.
True. Did anyone actually comment on... Oh, I see. So you update the page with what we've recorded.
Yeah.
So saying, yes, it's recorded. Get your comments in now.
It's all right saying we're going to record such and such, but our schedule isn't that fixed.
No, it's not. Mostly thanks to me. I'm just checking. We don't have any new comments. How are our stats? They're not good for this season.
Anyway, thanks for the feedback, Stephen. Much appreciated.
Indeed. And now I'm going to sign off because I'm bloody hungry. And it'll take 20 minutes to heat the ruddy oven up. I'm tempted to dial.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Genuine, not intended link. I've eaten once today, and it was about 6 hours ago.
Oh, that's not bad. All I've had today is a couple of cream crackers.
What? Don't you eat breakfast?
No, I don't eat breakfast.
Anyway, as I said earlier, thank you for listening. I thought those promos would have actually helped a bit, and I'm wondering if Aaron has played any of the other promos.
No, he only played the one. We've got a promo going out on Treks in Sci-Fi.
Mm-hmm. I think I've got Kevin said. I think Kevin said he might throw. I mean, if we got one up on Scapecast, I'm sure that would give us a bit of a bump. Or indeed, any of the other 11 podcasts that Kevin Batchelor does. As his wife has said, we're going to actually start making money off this.
Yeah. Well, like you said before, though, you know, we're doing this because we like it. I mean,
yes.
There's shows I pick up on DVD and have a marathon viewing. And I do that just by myself. Here I'm watching one, maybe 2 episodes of Stargate Awake and talking about them. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. Even if a dozen people listen, take some enjoyment from it. Fantastic.
For fans, by fans.
Exactly.
As I said. That one my phrase, that were.
I know it was. It was vocalised by somebody else, but...
It was initially vocalised by Jeff, because I told them to. But, I mean, I've even stopped listening to bloody... I've got too much unabridged audio Pratchett to walk my way through. And driving back up from Galway the other day, the MP3 player actually ran out of bloody battery when it was still about an hour away from the house. I'm thinking, why is it stopped? Oh, yeah. MP3 player. But what I've found now is the Samsung Mini I'm using charge off USB. So since I've got the Mini plugged in, all I do is connect the USB cable in.
Yeah.
And leave it sitting there charging, because it's close enough to me that I can still use it as a remote. But anyway, as we've said, that was Serpent's Grasp. And next week is the introduction of Michello.
Oh, yes, Holiday.
Next on Stargate SG-1.
You are the one called Michello. Since before I was born, this man has been a fugitive from the Sister Lords.
A legendary war hero.
Do I know you?
Has a strange and powerful weapon that's trading one dying body for a healthy one.
I am Daniel Jackson. That machine somehow switched us.
Let's assume for a moment that you are Daniel Jackson. Then who the hell did we just send home?
And SG-1 may never be the same.
How did it go, Colonel?
It did not go well, General Hammond.
You think?
If I am to remain in this body, I must shave my head.
Teal'c, you will not shave my head.
On the next Stargate SG-1.
Yeah, so you're not keen on Holiday, are you? From your tone, it implies you're not keen on Holiday.
It's another one I haven't seen for years. It doesn't actually ring any bells that I enjoyed it.
Oh, it's a Daniel episode.
Yeah.
I mean, Daniel features heavily. Maybe it's just they don't like episodes that heavily feature Daniel.
No, Daniel's okay. I mean, Michael Shanks, I like Michael Shanks, the actor.
I liked his appearances in Andromeda.
Yeah. And for those that don't know, he was also in Supernatural a few weeks ago.
For those that don't want to know, we can close that discussion.
I wasn't going to give any spoilers. I was just mentioning it.
Our feedback is gatecast@phasecast.com. You can look at the Gatecast group on Facebook. It's not a page. It's not a person. It's a group. So if you search under groups, you'll find it, as I recently discovered about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, if you don't find it first time, if you can't figure out, it might be something else. you shouldn't be listening to the intent at all.
But... Gatecast.phasecast.com. You can pick up, if you downloaded this from iTunes, the link should be embedded in the feed. We are gatecast.phasecast.com, which is the actual address if you want to download direct. Our feed, despite being severely failure on the validator, still seems to actually work with iTunes.
I would really like to get that cleaned up, you know.
I have asked our webmonkey, but he said to me yesterday he was coming up on 56 hours that week.
Ooh, nasty.
He's been working 7 days a week, so I mean, give the poor man when you want a break and possibly a PS3.
Yeah. I say, when you want the cash, you've got to take the hours when they're there.
Well, I think his approach is that he was out of work for so long that he will take literally anything that's handed to him.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, and that's pretty much it. You'll see us next week with Holiday. I know our recording schedule. Actually, that's a point. It's something I didn't realise because I hadn't looked at the page, which is shameful because I practically live on Facebook.
What's that?
That I hadn't really looked at the page. You'll see our recording dates. We need to... I'm going to hold off on the Twitter until season 3 because we've only got about 5 episodes of season 2 left.
Yeah, we're flying through it.
So I think for season 3, we'll actually formally launch Twitter and we'll announce ahead of time when we're going to be recording on both Twitter and on the Gatecast, and then you can send us tweets while we're recording. I mean, other podcasts do it, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do. They do tend to have more listeners.
We're simply providing the communications channel. If they choose not to use it, that's entirely up to them.
Quite right.
And on that note, we will sign off. It's a sunny early evening farewell from me.
It's a beautiful day. Bye all.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com.